Okay, today's daf is daf mem ches. Let's take it from the bottom of mem zayin. Amud bey is the last six lines. The Gemara says the first, I guess, narrow line, rather wide line down. The Gemara says echad ger ve'echad eved meshuchra. The Gemara is quoting from the Brisa that said that they're both equal in terms of a ger, a person who converts, and an eved kanani who becomes free. They're both equal. And the Gemara says equal in terms of what? And the Havamina is, says the Gemara, Kasaka Daitach, Lekabel Alav Ol Mitzvos. That both of them, both a Goyish and Isgayer, and Evid Meshuchar, they both have to Makabel Ol Mitzvos. They have to accept all the Mitzvos. That's what the Havamina is. That's the equation between these two types of Geirus. Again, one coming from Evid Kanani to become a Meshuchar, and a Goy to become a Geir, they both have to Makabel Ol Mitzvos. Asks the Gemara, Urminhu. B'med, Dvar Mamurim, when is really true, Begeir. The Brisa clearly states that Evan Meshuchar does not need to be Makabal Ol Mitzvos. The Gemara says, no, really, it's a machlokas tonight whether they have to be Makabal Ol Mitzvos. A ger certainly has to be Makabal Ol Mitzvos, but a Evan Kanani, Evan Meshuchar, there's a machlokas whether they have to be Makabal Ol Mitzvos. What's the machlokas? Amar of Sheshes, Lokashia, Ha, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Ha, Rabbanim. The Tani, the Brisa says, when it comes to a Eshes Yivas Tohar, the Kapasik says in Parshas Kisei, it says, Uvachsa esavia vesima vegomer. So when this whole process of having to cry over the mother and the father and to sit in the house and the hair growing, lost shaving the hair and everything like that. So Gemara said, "Bamet devar mamurim b'shelo kibla ale." When she was not makabel al mitzvah, saval kibla ale matbila umoter beyad. If she's willing to be magaya right away, she does not have to go through the whole seder. She can just go to the mikvah and zel. She's muter immediately. She becomes a ger. Comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Even if she's not makabal ol mitzvos, kofa umatbila l'shem shifchus, we forcibly make her, we put her into mikvah, l'shem shifcha, and then mechozer matbila l'shem shichur, and then we put her in the mikvah again, now she becomes an eved, or again, shifcha kananis becomes a shifcha meshuchur, umeshachah, she becomes free, and then the Gemara says, umutter bo, miyat. So we put it in the mikvah two times, one l'shem shivcha, and one l'shem geiris, or meshuchar, and she does not need to makabal ol mitzvah at all. That's the process to circumvent the need to makabal ol mitzvah. So that's clear that according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, when an eved, or a shivcha, becomes free, they don't need to be makabal ol mitzvahs, as opposed to the first opinion, the Rabban say no, that they would have to be makabal ol mitzvahs. Just look how Rashi says this. Rashi in the top of Mem Ches explains, a mutter bo miyad. Alma, we see Rabbi Shimon Eved Ein Tzarch LeKabel B'Shas Tefila Shichur. You just could force them into the mikvah, and in Shivcha or in Eved Kanani becomes free. And that, if that's true of Rabbi Shimon, Ule Rabbanan De Lo Avi Tekante B'Hachi Savi Tzarch LeKabel, they don't allow this process to work because they hold that they have to be makabel ol mitzvahs. If she makabel ol mitzvahs, if she shivas Torah, she becomes a ger, a gioris. If not, she goes to the whole seder devarim of shivas Torah. So this is really machlokas to learn. So now the Gemara wants to understand what is the basis of this machlokas. How come Rabbi Shimon Elazar says this is really allowed? You could make them a bal karcha. You don't have to makabel ol mitzvahs when it comes to an eved kanani. So Gemara explains, Amar Rava Mai Taima. So this is a bit of a tricky drasha here. There's a long Rashi and a long Tosis to explain. We're going to just be very superficial here. The Amar Rava Mai Taima de Rabbi Shimon Elazar. What's the reason why he allows one to make an eved kanani into an Eved Meshuchar Bal Karcha without being Makaba Ol Mitzvos? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, when it comes to Karm Pesach, very apropos, Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef Kesef. So the Pasuk, I'll read the whole Pasuk on the side. The Pasuk says, when can a person, a man, eat from his Karm Pesach? So long as all his Avadim have a Mila, and if his Eved does not have a Mila, he may not eat. He himself, the owner, can eat. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Bechol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef Umalta Oso, if he gives a mila to his avadim, then he's allowed to eat. So Gemara says, why does it say called Eved Ish? Eved Ish v'lo Eved Isha? Only an Eved owned by a man. But if a Eved were to be owned by a woman, it wouldn't hold her back. She has the same exact thing. Who cares whether the owner is an Ish or an Isha? It doesn't make any difference. So the dik is not called Eved Ish versus Eved Isha. Rather, the dik to be made here is Ela Eved Ishata Mal Ba Karcho. An Eved who you own, you could give a meal against his will. You don't have to have a mekabel ol mitzvos, as opposed to v'yatamal ben ish bal karcha. But a ben ish is not an eved, but just a eved ish versus a ben ish. You have a goy to make a goy a ger against his will, that's not allowed. So we see from here the diak is that only an Eved Kanani can be forced to become free and a ger, but a stam goy cannot be forced to be free. And this is the drasha. Again, it's not so clear cut, and that's why there's a lot of discussion in the Rishonim. But this is the drasha according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, why you can be makabel, make a Eved Kanani free, even if it's against the will, and he does not need to be makabel al mitzvos. So then the Gemara says, Rabbanan Amar, Ula, Kashem Shi'iyata Mal Ben Ish Bal Karcha, just like a Stam Goy, a son of a Goy, you can't make him into a ger against his will. He has to be Makabal Ol Mitzvos. Kachiyata Mal Eved Ish Bal Karcha. He says, no, same thing. So to an Eved, you can't make him a Meshuchar against his will. He also has to be Makabal Ol Mitzvos. So that's Shita's Rabbanim. So Ella, the question becomes, according to Rabbanim, Ella Haksiv Kol Eved Ish. So what do you do with the Drasha Kol Eved Ish that Rabbi Shmuel also used as his drasha? Ahu mi barley, that's needed lecha de Shmuel. Damer Shmuel holds hamafkir avdo yatul lecheres veintzach get shichur. Person makes his eved kanani from hefker. Says you're hefker now, you're scot free. You don't require a get shichur as well, a document to show he's free. That itself, the hefker itself, makes him free. You don't need the get shichur. Shenemar kol eved ish miknas kesef kesef eved ish lo eved isha. What does that mean? Eved ish for shilo, eved ish. You don't make the drasha. There shouldn't be a difference whether the man owns the eved or whether a woman owns the eved. So what's the drasha? Ela eved sheish lo rishus the rabbo alav kori eved. When an eved is owned by the rab, the master, that's when he's called an eved. But she'ein rishus the rabbo alav, if the master no longer has any rishus, in other words, he was mafkir, ein kari eved, he's no longer called an eved. In other words, you don't need a get shichur anymore. Once you're mafkert, you're not the owner, and there's no need for get shichur. So that's a completely different drasha, according to Shmuel and Rabbanon, what they do with the words of e kol eved ish miknas kesef. Either way, there's a machlokas tonight whether or not you could make a eved kanani when he's meshuchar, whether he needs to be makabel al mitzvahs or he doesn't need to be makabel al mitzvahs. So now the Gemara says, maskele rapapa, Emer the Shmasle the Rabbanon bifas Torah till Shaycha b'mitzvos. Granted that Rabbanon hold by an Eishis bifas Torah, which was the really machlokas between Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Rabbanon, that was in the context of an Eishis bifas Torah. An Eishis bifas Torah, she was a guy. She was nothing to do with a Jew. She didn't live in a Jewish home at all. So that Eishis bifas Torah, she needs to be makabel al mitzvos. You can't be. You can't acquire and make her become a gioris against her will. About Eved, if a master owned an Eved Kanani, it wasn't a random Eishish Vas Torah that he met in the war. It was Eved Kanani that worked in his home for many years. Eved, the Shayach B'mitzvah, and that language of Shayach B'mitzvah is very, very important. I'll explain why in just a second. So, Hachanami, Afi Rabbanu Modi. Rabbanu will agree that if I owned an Eved Kanani, I can be Meshachar him against his will, and he does not need to be Bekabal Ol Mitzvahs. Only by an Eishish Vas Torah do I need to have her accept the mitzvahs. What's the difference? So Rashi explains here. Aval Eved Shesha Etzlo Kama Yabim. An Eved kind of lived in my house for many days. Many years. And he kept all the mitzvahs that an Eved Kanani is supposed to keep. Whatever a woman's chayivin, Eved Kanani's chayivin. Mishmasle ditzarach lekabel. Do you have to make him mekabel? No, he's already been doing that. That's how he's been knowing the past 10 years of my house. So there's no additional kabbals al melchus al mitzvahs. As opposed to an Eishis Vas Torah, some random woman I met in the war, she needs to be makabel al mitzvah. So that's how Rav Papa asks this question. Now, what's really interesting here is there's a big machlokas between the Rishonim and the Gaonim. Many Rishonim hold like the Gaonim, but the Gaonim hold when an Eved Kanani is chai b'mitzvahs, do we say that they're mamash chai b'mitzvahs or simply that they're nohig mitzvahs? There's a minhag to keep mitzvahs, but if they run away, if they're to bereach from the house, they don't have to keep mitzvahs. There's no chiv on them. So Rashi's language here, and also the language of Shaykh b'mitzvah sounds like, and they're Shaykh, they're not Chai b'mitzvahs, they have what to do, they're no Heg mitzvahs, they practice mitzvahs as a minhag, but there's no real Chiv. So this is a big machlokas in Rishonim, and it's totally on whether or not when Eved Kanani becomes Eved Kanani, when a goy becomes an Eved Kanani, and there's a tefillah there, does he become a miktsas Yisrael, and therefore he's Chai b'mitzvahs? No, he's still a goy, he's just no Heg mitzvahs, but he doesn't, not really Chai b'mitzvahs, and that's a big machlokas in Rishonim. So Rashi clearly here states that simply a minhag, not that there's a Chiv. Either way, says Rav Papa, Rabbanan only hold by Eishis Vas Torah that she had to be makabel al mitzvahs. By an Eved Kanani, he already was been kept mitzvahs for many, many years, so he does not have to be makabel al mitzvahs even when he converts entirely to a Jew. The Tanya, the Baraita says, Echad ger, v'echad lokech, Eved mina oved kochavim, tarach lekabel, that if a person converts, or a person acquires a goy to be my eved kanani, they have to be mekabel ol mitzvos. But halokech misrael, if I buy an eved kanani that's owned by another yisrael already, he already is an eved kanani in tzarech lekabel. He does not have to be mekabel ol mitzvos. Why not? Money, who authored this brisa? E Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Hamar, doesn't he hold lokech min ha'oved kochavim namni ein tzarech lekabel? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says buying a eved goy from a goy doesn't require mekabel ol mitzvos. Certainly, buying a goy from a Yisrael doesn't require either. There's no need to teach me. There's no chiddush there. Ela must be lav l'rabbanim. Must be according to rabbanim. V'shma mina du lokech min ha'oved kochavim tzarech lekabel. Buying a goy from a goy, he has to be mekabel ol mitzvos. Aval lokech mi Yisrael, but he already been keeping mitzvos for many years by the other yid. Ein tzarech lekabel. That's the shita of the rabbanim. Only by eishi shivas toar is there a need for mekabel ol mitzvos. But then we start the whole daft in the bottom of Mem Zayin Beis. Didn't the Bryce initially tell us echad ger v'echad eved meshuchar that they're equal? They have to both have to mekabel ol mitzvos, and that's the Gemara tipped us off in the beginning. That's only a havamina. But really, the maskana of the din is what does it mean that a ger and eved meshuchar are equal? Kitanya hilin in tvila tanya. Only with respect to tevila, but with respect to kabbalah ol mitzvahs, only a ger has to be mekabel ol mitzvahs, but an eved meshuchar does not need to be mekabel ol mitzvahs. So what does it mean in tevila? So Rashi says in tevila tanya, that's when they're equated. Sheshneim shavim betevila, both equal in terms of tevila. Shetzuichem litval kishiban lichlal yisal gamur. When a goy converts to a ger, or an eved kanani becomes eved meshuchar, they both have to require tevila. Abali in Kabbalah, says Rashi, with respect to the Kabbalah of mitzvahs, lahush, for they're not equal, the Eved, ein tzarech lekabel b'shas tefila, shichra, as we just explained. So now the Gemara says, discussing Eishes Shivas Torah, the Psukim in Parshas Kiseis. Tani Rabbanan, Pasuk says, v'galcha es rosha, v'asusa es tziparnea. You shave the hair of the Eishes Shivas Torah, and you do something to her nails. The big machlok is what to do with her nails. Rabbi Lazar Eliezer Omer, Takut, you cut the nails, just like you shave the hair, you remove the hair, you remove the nails. And Rabbi Kiva Omer Tagdil, you let it grow. You do the opposite to the nails as to what you do to the hair. So what's the machlokas, whether you cut the nails also, or you let the nails grow long? So Amir Rabbi Eliezer, Nemra Yisiyah Barosh, V'nemra Asiyah B'tzipranayim. Mala Halan Ha'avara, Afkan Ha'avara. It says Asiyah by the hair, it says Asiyah Tzipranayim. So just like the hair means to remove, so to the nails mean to remove. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Not about the maisa, rather in terms of the goal, the purpose. What's the purpose of shaving the hair? Says Rabbi Akiva, Omer Nemar Siya Barosh Nemar Siya Betziparnai, Ma Lahala Nivol Avkan Nivol. That when you shave the hair, it's something that's disgusting. So you have to do something disgusting to the nails. Cutting nails isn't disgusting. Letting them grow long is disgusting. So yes, even though the actions are opposite, but the accomplishment, the goals are the same in trying to create nivel. That's Rabbi Akiva's understanding. The raya ledivrei Rabbi Eliezer, a raya to prove Rabbi Eliezer's point, that means you're supposed to cut the nails. It says in the pasuk, it says in Shmuel Beis, umifiboshes ben shol yara lekrasa melech velo asa raglov velo asa sifmo. Ma asiya havara, asiya there means he didn't shave his mustache. He also didn't shave his legs. Rashi refers to he didn't shave his toenails. He let them go long. So asiya there means that he removed it. He didn't do the removal. But asa means to remove. So in the context of Eishes Shivas Torah, it means asa sparna means to remove the nails. In the case of Mephibosheth, he didn't remove the nails, but the word asiya means to remove. That's his understanding. So now the Gemara says further about understanding these psukim of Eishes Shivas Torah. Says Tani Rabbanan, it says in the pasuk uvachsa, she cries, it's avia vesima. She cries about her father and her mother. Who's her father? Who's her mother? Rabbi Elazar says, simply speaking, Omer avia avia mamish mamish. Her mother and father. She's no longer going to live with them anymore. So says the Gemara, says the further, Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, avia v'ima, zu avodas kochavim, referring to her mother and father, who she referred to, who she viewed as her parents, her spiritual parents, not her literal parents. V'cheinu Omer, it says in the pasuk, omrim le'etz aviata v'gomer, you call that tree your father. So it's referring to she cries, she mourns the fact that she no longer keeps avodah zara. So then it says, look at Tosis for a second on top here. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Avi, what's the nafkamina? Who cares whether first their parents or first Avodah Zarah? What's the real nafkamina? So Tosis says, lemisba krapli, either just to help to understand the psukim, but there's no real halacha lemaisa nafkamina. Or inami nafkamina, imesa via ima. If she has no parents, so then seemingly she would not have to cry for the 30 days, according to Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Kiva, she would have to. Of Niskairu, or maybe her parents already converted, so this would only be relevant if her parents remained non-Jewish and she became a convert. That's the understanding. So then, Vayter in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what does it mean? The pasuk says, Yerach Yamim. I'll read the whole pasuk just to get the whole flow here. It says, it's in the previous page here. It says, here we go. Ovach says, Avi Avesima, Yerach Yamim V'achar Kain. So those three words four words we're going to darshan. Yerach Yamim V'achar Kain. So Gemara says that Yerach Yamim Yerach Shloshim, that means Yom, that means 30 days. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Tishim Yom, why? It's really 90 days. Why 90 days? Yerach Shloshim Yamim. Yerach Shloshim. Yamim is another Shloshim. Vacha Kain is another Shloshim. That's 90 days. So she cries for 90 days. So Maskila Ravina, Ema, Yerach Shloshim. Yamim Shloshim. Maybe Achakein means Kihanu. Maybe doubling up. Maybe it's a total of 60. We did 30, 30, and Achakein do another 60. It should really be 120. Kasha, the Gemara ends up a Gasha. We don't know exactly, but it's either 30 days, 90 days, and maybe even 120 days where she cries. So then the Gemara says, back to the story of Avadim. Tani Rabbanan, Mekaimin Avadim, Meshein Malim, Divrei Rabbi Yishmo. Rabbi Yishmo holds that if you have an Eved Kanani who does not want to get a Bris Mila, you can Mekaim. You can still have him stay in your house. It's not a big deal. Rabbi Kiva argues and says, Amar, Omer, Ein Mekaimin, you cannot keep them. If they refuse to get a Bris Mila, you cannot keep such an Eved Kanani in your house. So Amar Le Rabbi Shmuel, Harehi Omer, doesn't it say in the Pasuk, Vayinafesh Ben Amascha, the whole Pasuk reads and comes to keeping Shabbos, Sheish Yom Tasa Maasecha, Uvayom Ashri, Tishbos, Leman Yanuach Shurcha, Vachamurcha, Vayinafesh Ben Amascha, Vagir. So what do you mean Ben Amascha? Ben Amascha is referring to an Eved Kanani that doesn't have a Bris Mila. So Gemara says, no, everyone agrees to that point. We'll see how we know that in a second. That's referring to Amasecha. Amascha is referring to Eved Kanani who has no Bris Mila. Amar Lei, no, but Lokech Eved Ben Hashmashos, but Hispik Lemulo Hakasa Medaber. I agree that's referring to having such an Eved in your house, but that's only when there's not enough time to give him Mila before Shabbos. You mamish recon him in the Ben Hashmashos, you couldn't give him Bris Mila, but the second Shabbos is over, you're going to give him Bris Mila. But to keep him there for longer than a few days, that certainly wouldn't be allowed. So that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, whether Ben Amascha means just for that Shabbos, or forever you could keep such an Eved Kanani without a Bris Mila. The Gemara just says, wait a second. How do you know that this pasuk of Ben Amascha is referring to an Eved Kanani Shlomo? The Chuli Alma Mias, everybody agrees, Vayinafesh Ben Amascha is Be'Eved Arel HaKasav, referring to an Eved who has a Bris Mila. My Mashra, how do you know what gave the indication that's referring to an Eved Kanani who has no Bris Mila? So the Gemara says, the Tanya, the Bari says, Vayinafesh Ben Amascha Be'Eved Arel HaKasav Medaber. The Bari says it's referring to an Arel, a person who has no Bris Mila. Maybe he's referring to an Eved Kanani who does have a Bris Mila. Kishomer, when it says in the beginning of the pasuk, Leman Yanuach Shorcha, Leman, right, in the different pasuk rather, Leman Yanuach Avdecha, Amascha, Kamocha, Hare Eved Mahom. That's referring to your Eved, your Amma, your Eved who is like you, and that he has a Bris Mila. So he already taught us a din that you're allowed to have an Eved Kanani keep Shabbos, must keep Shabbos in your house when he's Mahom. So Ma'ani Mekayim Vayinafesh Ben Amascha, what's the other pasuk tell me? Must be Be'Eved Arel, that even an Eved Kanani who has no Bris Mila, he too must keep Shabbos. V'Ager, says the pasuk further, just darshing the other words, what's Ager referring to? Ze Ger Toshev, Ager Toshev, Ager Tzedek is a real Ger. Ager Toshev, we'll see Machlokas Rashi Tosef, where he's really a goy, but he keeps certain dinim. So Ager Ze Ger Toshev. At Omer Ze Ger Toshev, you think referring to Ager Toshev? Oh, and El Ager Tzedek, maybe it really refers to a real Ger. Kishu Omer, V'gerecha Asher B'sherecha, Asher Hare Ger Tzedek Amar. We already have another pasuk that tells me a Ger Tzedek must keep Shabbos. Samani Mekayim V'hager must be Zeh Ger Toshev. Even a Ger Toshev must keep Shabbos. What's a Ger Toshev? So look at Rashi. Says Rashi three narrow lines down, Ger Toshev, Shekibu Alav Shlo La'avod Avodos Kochavim, V'yochel Nevelis. Is Machlokas where that's the Gerser or not, the second Ochel Nevelis. But as I said, the understanding really is that a Ger who's makabel not to keep avodah zarah, he too must keep Shabbos. Why? Says Rashi, v'zira hakasav al Shabbos, d'mechal es Shabbos ko'oveda avodas kochav. When a person desecrates Shabbos, you're being kofer be'ikr, you're being kofer ma'aseh breishis, it's ki'ilu over to avodah zarah. So Rashi's mechadish that such a person has to keep Shabbos even though he's really a ger. Tosis argues, Tosis writes, ze ger toshav. He says, "Perish bekuntris shekiba alav shelo laavod avodas kochavim u'mechal Shabbos go over to kochavim avodas kochavim v'kasha dim kain nefishelu m'sheva mitzvos." That means there are more than seven mitzvos. We only know seven mitzvos b'nei Noach, but now there's an eighth mitzvah. He has to keep Shabbos. And he says, "And maseches avodas zara mashma the b'shevas mitzvos shekiba b'nei Noach ikre ger toshev." Only the seven mitzvos, but not avodas zara. So he says, "V'od the perik arba mitzvos." If a guy keeps Shabbos, he's chay misa. How could Rashi suggest here that a ger toshev must keep Shabbos? If a guy keeps a Shabbos on Tuesday, he thinks it's a Shabbos, he's chay misa. Kavachomer if he keeps our Shabbos on the right day. So how could Rashi suggest? Therefore, Tos at the end says, really referring to a ger toshev as a person makabel to keep the seven mitzvahs. So how come he has to keep Shabbos as well? Says Tos at the end, v'nir dehacha ba'osam lacha litzarach Yisrael dumu divayinafesh min amascha. Referring to not that he has to keep Shabbos, but a ger toshev can't do malacha for us. It's a mir la'akam. This might be a mar makam that mir la'akam is an iser deraisa. Even though we normally assume a mir la'akam is only iser midarbanam, this might be a certain instance by a ger toshev who does a mlacha for a Jew, that would be an iser deraisa of a mir la'akam. But not that the ger toshev has to keep Shabbos, he just can't help us in violating Shabbos. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halokeach Eved min ha'oved kochavim v'larat alamul. Let's say you buy a eved from a guy. He refuses to get a mila. Megagel imo ad yud beis chadash. You keep him with 12 months. You try to convince him to get a mila and convert. If after 12 months come lamal chozer mechara lov dekocham, you sell him back to the guy. But you give him a chance for 12 months. You try to convince him. So amar rabbanan kamei dira papa kiman. Who holds this way that you could keep an eved shalomal for more than a couple days? The Lord Rebbe Kiva. Because the Rabbi Kiva we saw above, Ha'amar Ein Mekayman, you can't keep an Eved Kanani Shalomal. So this must be according to Rabbi Yishmael. So says Rabbi Papa back, Amar Lehu Rabbi Papa, Afilu Teimu Rabbi Kiva. Even Rabbi Kiva will agree you can keep such a Eved. Why? Hani mi lehecha de la paski la milsa. It's only true. We'll see Rashi and explain this. But hecha de paski la milsa paski. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Hani mi leh, it's around eight narrow lines down. When can you not keep an Eved Shlomal? That's only true. Hecha de lo pasuk de milsa. De lo kibo me olam leskayv lo pasuk me vigiuso. He mamish, I'm never going to convert. He said from the beginning, I'm staying a guy. Then you get rid of him right away. Vahecha de pasuk de milsa. Bishash de kichasa. When you bought the Eved initially. Venis pious leskayv. He said, okay, I'll convert. Just not so quickly. Give me some time. V'acharkein chazer bo, and then he retracts from it. Then megalgan shem yachzer v'yisratzim. But since initially he expressed interest in becoming a Jew, so then, and even though he retracted, he backpedaled, we could still work with him for 12 months and see, maybe he'll return back to his initial thought. But again, if he said it from the beginning, I'm staying a goy, then Rabbi Kiva wouldn't let you keep him. So Gemara then says, back inside, Amar Rav Kana, Armisa l'shmaisa kame di Rav Zvid. He said this to Rav Zvid in Nehardah. Armili says back to me, Ihachi, that's the case. Ki amaritle Rabbi Kiva belokech eved ben Ashmash is above. When you have to give the pshat by nafesh ben amascha, when can you have a situation according to Rabbi Kiva where there's a ben amascha? And never kanani shlomal, how could it be in your possession? So above we said it must be when you got in right before Shabbos, there's no time to give him bris mila. Now we have another approach. No, it could be this situation where the eved says, I'll be a ger. Then he says, no, I won't be anymore, but you keep him for 12 months. That could be another situation where you can have a ben amascha in your house. So why didn't we suggest it above? Ki amar le Rabbi Kiva belokech eved ben ashmashes lishnei loyha. Why didn't he give this answer? And where says, you're right, chad mitrei time akamer. They're different answers. They're different circumstances where even Rabbi Kiva would agree. So above, they gave one answer, that you bought the eved right before ben ashmashes. Ein achanami, this would have been a good answer as well, to say that you bought him, the 12 months of the bimagaga with him. That would have been a good answer as well. Ein achanami. So then the Gemara says, okay, Shalach Rabin Mishmei de Rabbi Eli, Vechor Bosai, they sent a message, the name Rabbi Eli, and the name of all the Rabbanim, that Amr Li, they told me, Mishmo, in his name, Izu Eved Ariel, Shemutr Lekaimo, who is the Eved Kanani, who is Ariel, who has no Mila, who you can keep under your auspices, Shalachu Rabbo Amnash Shalalamulu. if you bought an Eved Kenani on condition, and the initial agreement was that you won't give him a mila, that's a type of Eved Kenani aria that you can keep. So Amru Rabbanan Kami de Rapapa. Rabbanan said in front of Rapapa, Keman, who is the one who holds this way that you can keep such an Eved Kenani, Shalomal, the lo ku Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva Amar Ein Makaimen. Rabbi Akiva says above, you cannot keep such an Eved Kenani. So Amru the Rapapa. Rapapa says, what do you mean? Afilu Tema Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva allows you to keep such an Eved Kenani. Ariel, why? Hani Mili, when the Rabbi Akiva said you cannot keep such an Eved Kenani, Hecha de lo Asi, when they're bad yet, when there's no such stipulation in the beginning, and he refused to get the Mila, then you can't keep him. Aval Hecha de Asni Asi, but when you made in the initial stipulation, I'll buy you in condition that I won't give you Mila, then even Rabbi Akiva will agree such an agreement would stand, and you can keep such an Eved Kenani. So Amr Rav Kana, Amisha Lashvayish, the Kamidir of Zvid Minharda, he said this Chiddush in front of Rav Zvid. And really, says, if that's the case, like we had above, Yachi, Ki Kamrle Rabbi Kiva Belokech, Eved Ben Ashmashos, Lohispik Lemulo. When we gave the answer, what was Pshat according to Rabbi Kiva, that Vayinafesh Minamascha is referring to Eved Kenani bought Ben Ashmashos? You could have given this answer, that no, it was an Eved Kenani that you made a Tanai in the beginning, that you wouldn't get a Milo. That would be another example of Ben Ashmashos who lives in your house, who has to keep Shabbos as well. So why did we give that answer above? We'll give this answer as well. So we now have multiple answers. We could suggest for Rabbi Akiva what could be a Ben Amaska in your house. You're right. There are three scenarios. There are three different scenarios according to Rabbi Akiva that you can have an Eved Kenani Ariel in your house. Either you're born right before Shabbos, or you made a stipulation, or he initially said he wants to convert and then retracted. You have 12 months to work with him. So Eina Chanami, we only gave one answer, Bava, but any of the three really would have satisfied the Ben Amaska according to Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Abi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Ikale Akila, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. They're sitting at the entranceway of the house of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. The Yosef, they're sitting, the Kamri, they're talking and learning. Irachas Haisab Eretz Yisrael. There's one city in Eretz Yisrael. L'ratzu Avadel Lambul. They didn't want to get a Mila. The Gugulu Imam Ad Shemasar Chodesh. They work with him for 12 months. V'chazu Umachem Lov Dekachavim. And afterwards, when they refused to get a Mila, they sent them back and sold them to the non-Jews. Come on, who holds this way? Ki Tana, like the following Tana, the Tani La Halokech Eved Mina Ovid Kochavim, L'ratzu Lamul. He doesn't want to get a Bris Mila. Megalga Imam Ad Shemasar Chodesh. You try to convince him for the next 12 months. Lo Mal Choser. If he doesn't get a Mila, you sell back the Ovid Kochavim. You cannot leave him in Eretz Yisrael at all, even for a day. Why? Because since they have a din, Rashi explains here that we gave a din, the Chacham gave a din to the guy, have a din of a Tumah Zav, they're going to metame all the chumos, so we can't keep them even for a day in Eretz Yisrael. Or if it's a city that's next to the borders of the Arabs that surround us, we also can't keep such over the Chachavim who are not converted. Why? So we can't leave them around too long. Because maybe they're going to hear some type of secret amongst the Jews and tell their neighbors, their friends across the city. So therefore, it's dangerous to keep such goyim in the house, either because they have sitaros or the next to the border of the Eretz Yisrael. But if they're willing to be makabel ol mitzvos and to get a mila, then they become Jews and we can keep them. And then the Gemara says, we'll finish off the daf with this. Tanya Rabbi Chananya ben Menoshe Rabbi Gamliel Omer. What was the reason why many Gerim, unfortunately, have a lot of tzaros in this world? Because they didn't keep the Shevet Mitzvah B'nei Noach, says Rashi. Look at Rashi says here. When they were non-Jews, they didn't keep the Zayin Mitzvahs. The reason why they didn't get punished until they're finally Jewish, until they convert, the reason why... Because the Goyim Hashem saves the punishments to the end for loss of level. When they convert, but now when they convert, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to clean them out so that loss of level, they only have that which is good. Comes along now the Gemara Rabbi Yossi Omer. Ger Shiniskayer Kikotin Shinol Dami, as we know, it's as if he's a newborn baby. So really, it can be based on the Averis in the past. They get a clean slate. It's like a tshuva, Yom Kippur. They can't, we don't remember the history. They get, they're free. So why do they get so many Yisurim? They just don't know the halachas. They have more responsibilities, more requirements, and they don't know they weren't raised in such a way. So they just make mistakes as Jews, and that's why they get punished. And then comes along Abba Chanan Omer, Mishum Rebbe Elazar, Lefi Shein Osin Me'ava El Meir, because they act because of, not of love, but they act because of great fear. Rashi says, Meira, Meiras Gehenim, Upranios Hamur Aleim. They were told about the terrible things of Gehenim and the punishments that they're going to come. So they keep the mitzvahs because they're scared, but not out of love. Out of love is the higher level, and the fear is the lower level, and that's why they get punished. If you look at Tosas for a different shot here, Tosas writes, She'ein Osin Mehava El Meira, the Perek note to the Gemara Sota says, Mashma Shishneim Rotten. It sounds like in the Gemara Sota, when you serve Hashem, whether Me'ava or Yira, they're both bad. You're supposed to serve Hashem L'shem Shemaim. No motivations. However, the Gemara Perek Kishem, Mashma Shishneim L'shvach. It sounds like the Gemara Sota that it's actually both good. Whether you serve Hashem Ava or Me'ira, that's a good thing. So Omeri, the Me'avas Hamakom, Umeiras Hamakom, Hayu Tavar L'shvach. If you're serving it because you fear Hashem or you love Hashem, those are a category, both are good. When it's because of Me'avas Adam, Umeiras Adam, Tavar L'griusa. When it's you're scared or because you love people, that's when it's both L'ra. That's how Tosus understands. Now, to finish off the Gemara now, the Gemara says, Achem Omer, last three lines, Mipnei Shaha, Atzman Lihikanes Tachas Kan Fishkin. The reason why Geirim get often punished is because they delayed coming into Yiddishkeit. They had an opportunity to come earlier, and they waited and they waited and they waited because they waited so long, it was so delayed, that's why they get punished. And Amar Rabbi Yebo, V'Yisayim Rabbi Chananya, Micro, what support, the pasuk that supports this idea, that when you come to Yiddishkeit quickly, you get paid. But when you delay, you get punished. It says in the pasuk tells us in Rus, Yishalim Hashem Paleich, Hashem paid your action, Usi Maskurtech, and your reward, Shleima Me'im Hashem Elkei Yisrael, Asher Basa, Lachas Tachas Knafav, says Rashi Asher Basa, Shemiharta, because Rus was quick in becoming a Gioris, she didn't delay, that's why she was rewarded. But those who delay coming Tachas Chanfei Hashchina, they get punished in return. Okay, we'll stop here. Welcome back, everyone. Good to everyone. And Mirat Hashem will continue tomorrow. Okay, much easier.